Joe Biden to visit U.S.-Mexico border next week. By Neil Monroe on January 4, 2023. President Joe Biden will visit the U.S.-Mexico border next week. Almost 2 years after he effectively opened the border to millions of job-seeking, wage-cutting economic migrants. "That's my intention, we're working out the details now," Biden told reporters while he was in Kentucky with the GOP's Senate leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. The location for the visit was not revealed. But it is scheduled around an international meeting in Mexico City when Biden will meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Biden has distanced himself from his border flood by avoiding questions and delegating responsibility to Vice President Kamala Harris and Alejandro Mayorkas, his pro-migration, Cuban-born, Homeland Security chief. Since Biden's January 2021 inauguration, he and his deputies have allowed roughly 3.5 million economic migrants across the southern border, including more than a million gotaways that sneak past the few border guards left at the border. The inflow is 14 times as many as were allowed into the United States in President Donald Trump's final year, and it has helped cut wages and spike rents for at least 100 million Americans. The southern inflow, not counting the huge inflow of legal immigrants and visa workers, adds up to almost one migrant for every American who turned 18 in 2022. But the scale, pocketbook costs, unpopularity, and civic impact have been hidden from most Americans by politicians and establishment media. However, Biden's deputies have been negotiating border security issues with Mexico's pro-Mexico president. So the Mexico meeting may be used to announce a new post-election labor and migration agreement among the three nations. The negotiations have been kept very secret, but there is some evidence that Mexico is offering to help guard the U.S. border in exchange for benefits, such as a giveaway of more U.S. jobs to young Mexicans. Also, Biden's deputies are trying to formally convert the nation's chaotic and unacknowledged extraction migratory zero and economic policy into a purposeful labor delivery pipeline to benefit investors and employers. For example, Mayorkas has repeatedly praised Canada's migration system, which is designed to use foreign consumers, workers, and renters to expand Canada's economy. On December 1, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment." For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. "We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs." The federal government has long operated a similar, but chaotic and unacknowledged economic strategy. This extraction migration policy boosts Wall Street and expands the U.S. economy by pulling human resources from poor countries via various illegal, legal, and quasi-legal pathways. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people, Secretary Marty Walsh told Fox Business in December. "Every business leader in America I speak to, every single one, says it's really important for us to figure out the immigration issue," Walsh added. The colonization-like policy has extracted vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and has killed thousands of unrecognized migrants. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections.